Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The left fielder, Thomas Howard. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Lewis. Batting ninth. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Armstrong. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mike Bordick. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Lance Blankenship. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Moore. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Howard hits a line drive for a single. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Brown hits a line drive for a single. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2-2. The umpire calls a balk on Armstrong. Brown moves to second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Canseco hits a ball on the ground for a single. Brown moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Baines hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Steinbach for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell strikes out. One out. Paul Sorrento batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Sorrento hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Blankenship. Sorrento reaches second base with a double. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Whiten strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jacoby takes first base on ball four. Mark Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Lewis hits a line drive off the glove of Lansford, and into shallow right field. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Sorrento scores. Jacoby goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Athletics. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a pop-up towards short. Lewis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Thomas Howard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a pop-up towards first. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. Berga hits a line drive beyond short. Weiss can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Lofton goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Athletics. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Canseco strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sorrento is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sorrento hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Whiten is 0-for-1 in the game. Whiten hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Steinbach moves to second. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Blankenship hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortiz hits a line drive beyond second. Bordick can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Blankenship. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Ortiz moves to third. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lansford fields the ball and throws to more covering. Safe. Ortiz scores. Lofton moves to third. It's Indians, 4, Athletics, 4. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Lofton scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive beyond short. Weiss can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sorrento hits a line drive for a single. Bell moves to second. Jim Corsi now pitching. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whiten is 0 for 2 in the game. Whiten strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive towards short. Lewis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 0 in the game. with two walks. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lewis bunts towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Jacoby moves to second. One out. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ortiz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Corsi fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lofton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-5, Athletics. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Steinbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bordick is 0-for-2 in the game. Bordick hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Weiss hits a pop-up into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Howard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Corsi fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Berga is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Blankenship is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Blankenship hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Ortiz and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Canseco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sorrento is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sorrento hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Canseco. Sorrento reaches second base with a double. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 0-for-3 in the game. Whiten takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Parrott now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Jacoby bunts towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Sorrento moves to third. Whiten moves to second. One out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lewis is walked intentionally. Carlos Martinez pinch hits for Junior Ortiz. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lansford scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lofton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jesse Levis now catching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Eric Fox pinch runs for Harold Baines. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lansford bunts towards the mound. Plunk fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. 1 out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox moves to third. 2 outs. Steve Olin now pitching. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 0-for-3 in the game. Bordick hits a line drive for a single. Fox scores. It's 7-5, Athletics. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Weiss hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Thomas Howard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Howard is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a line drive beyond short. Weiss can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Howard. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Howard steals second. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sorrento is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Sorrento hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Sorrento reaches second base with a double. Howard scores. It's 7-6, Athletics. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Whiten is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Whiten is walked intentionally. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Jacoby strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.